a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You're quite schweppervescent this morning, Loggy, if you are to be believed.
No, I'm just chatting on the phone.
You're
to
up
a good
and
friend,
about.
And
you're
like, oh, you're giving him a bit. Like, and I'm like, I'm so sorry if I'm vivacious and schweppervescent. And you were just like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And he had to listen to all of this?
Yeah. Okay. Again, good.
Andy Lee returns with
sorry, Andy.
The 100 tomorrow night. But he joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we all?
Good, thanks. Yes. Yeah. Sorry about our friend.
Extremely swepervescent.
I believe you've got history. We've just found out you've got history with one Cameron Ling. What's the deal? What's happened?
Oh, no, yes. Loggy mentioned to me that Lingy was on the show, obviously soaking up most of the budget that you guys have got. I'm not sure. Do you guys get a cash boss?
No.
We're here for the
love. Get first crack at the buffet each day, and then you guys get to kind of come in after him. How does it work there on the contract?
If only they followed those rules, Andy.
He never works a Friday, Andy, and he comes in after 7 each Monday to Thursday.
Yeah, no. I mean, I have to deal with Hamish in a similar manner.
Okay.
You mentioned Lingy was on the show, and I said, yeah, I think I recall beating him in the pier to pub swimming race a few moons ago.
Now, you are being humble by saying beating. I would have used the words smashed, destroyed. You are a much better swimmer than me, Andy, let's be honest.
But Lingy, according to the Herald Sun, no, because my brother keeps giving me a bit of grief about this, because I was in a race against my brother at the time, and we said whatever the Herald Sun prints is the time. It was $200, and we go off those times. We thought it'd be tight. They gave me the wrong little chip to put on my ankle. So my wave started going, and then I was still sitting at the start line, and 20 minutes later I started.
Oh.
So I woke up to the front page of the paper the next day. I was on the front saying, Andy loses to the oldest man in the pit.
Oh. How dare they?
The record books.
So the records state that you beat me quite comfortably, Lingy.
I will hold on to that. Yes. I'll put that up on the wall in the studio.
Andy, you're a very busy man. You've got a lot going on. The 100 you've done, or the 100 you've done an Australian Open version of it.
Yes.
It's not the first time. Do you have? Are there certain tennis players that are good talent that are good for a chat and good for a laugh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, most of them this time around, often they're a bit cagey when they first see it. It was our second year doing it this time around, and everyone was pretty keen to get involved. I was surprised the Russian Andrei Rublev got so into it. He was trying to do a high five with Soph at the end and really testing her skills on how tennis players do it. But, you know, occasionally you get yourself in a bit of hot water. I played the national anthem for one of the European stars, and I was told that we're not playing their national anthem at the moment due to international incidents.
Yes.
So I should dust up on my politics a bit more before I do these type of things. But yeah, the 100 back tomorrow. Sophie Monk, Tom Gleeson, Mike Goldstein, and Harold Bishop, Ian Smith will be dropping by to in a segment called "Is It Rude?" where if you're sitting at home. And you hear things from Ian, and you think, I don't think that's that rude. It means that you're a rude prick.
Amazing. Can't wait to see you get cancelled on the socials. Hey, Andy, a weird question. The other day I was walking down Packingham Street, a hairdresser, and I swear that I saw you sitting on the chair out the front waiting. I walked past. I thought, that's Andy Lee. I walked back, and then I said to myself, what am I going to do if it is him? I'm not going to say anything. And then I walked forward again. Were you in Geelong last week?
I was in G-Town on Friday.
Yes.
Yes, I was. I think it was Friday. No, Wednesday. Wednesday I was. Yes, my cousins live down there, so I get up there a fair bit. I love it in Geelong.
So it was you on Paco?
Yes, it was me.
Do you remember thinking there's some creepy chick walking past and thinking, please keep walking, please keep
She's
dying.
She's so swepervescent.
Yeah. Loggy, did you see me on the phone? Was I on the phone?
I think, no, you weren't on the phone. You were just sitting there. Were there some kids around you? Were you babysitting?
I would have been because I was No, it was shortly after that. I would have been on the phone because I was calling police about someone.
That's
oh.
Yes, a lurker.
Yes.
A lurker.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Mate, before we let you go, one last thing I want to ask. So Ravenswood is a property that you've bought and you're renovating, and we're sort of following the journey on Instagram. I'm not seeing a lot of gear of you on the tools. I'm seeing a fair bit of your dad doing stuff. And as someone who's bought a property in the last year, and my stepdad does most of the work around our place, am I reading the situation right?
Yeah, you absolutely are. I've got zero Scott Cam in me, so there'll be and for the good of the house and the good of Beck and my relationship, I won't be doing too much. I actually get charged often with the cleanup after the real workman has come in or workwoman has come in and done the proper jobs. Then they just look at me and say, there's the broom, there's the vacuum, which I'm very comfortable doing. But yeah, you can check it out. I think it's the build_Ravenswood. We bought a place from 1876. It's got no running water, no electricity, grass growing through the walls and the ceiling's fallen in. So it's the only way is up from here, I think.
That sounds like a very exciting rebuild. Yeah. I can't let you go, Andy, without just popping one question in here. The bandwagon for the Blues this year, the Mighty Carlton Blues, is so jam-packed and so full that everyone thinks it's the year of the Blues. Have you managed to score yourself a seat on that bandwagon? Are they going to go all right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I've been on the Blues every single year for the last 20 years, so I can't be accused of jumping on the bandwagon.
No, very
yes,
true.
We're currently ordering a larger wagon. additional carriages to this wagon. Everyone's welcome to get on. I've actually got the I think the forwards are all at my beach house today. 18 of them having a bit of I think what you guys call them a connection piece to you, Lingy.
Yes, very important.
Seems like a bunch of blokes that just have a drink. But anyway, I think the official term is connection piece. I'm not there, but Geordie Russell has got 8 of them staying down there, so I don't know what state of the house will be in tomorrow.
You're like Carlton's Cameron Ling, like the connection there. Like Lingy has the boys over to his place all the time, or sends them to one of his properties. Mate, it's basically the same thing. Andy, we've got to let you go.
Lingy's got skills. That's the
Oh, bless. Well, we'll see your skills on display tomorrow night, Channel 9 and 9 now, 9 p.m. Lots of nines going on. The 100 with Andy Lee. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Cheers, guys. Always great to chat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay, so I'm not going to put this down in the miracle category because there is going to be some other explanation to this. But something has just started working again out of the blue at our house. So our sort of main in the kitchen, we've got like a big, long... like horizontally long window. So the
views for days?
No, not views for days. The blind for that window is a motorized blind, a remote control.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't want to waste all that energy pulling a drawstring or anything like that.
Goodness all me. The other blinds in the house have got the little chains that you go up and down with, but this one's like one of those bigger, heavier ones, so we thought we'd get a motorized one.
Does it work like this?
Okay, all right, how about this? Let's just let Ling tell his story.
Hang on. Do you have to put on an accent? Will it only listen to you if you speak like this? Wind, damn you.
Accentuate.
Is it Italian? Arriva. That's Spanish.
Okay, that's it. Tell your story. Okay.
I tell you what, no matter whether it was voice commanded, whether it was clap commanded, or actual just a simple remote control button, it wasn't working.
Okay.
It has refused to work for about 8 months.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay. So the point where I've charged and recharged and recharged the remote, the battery, there's a thing for the motor.
Good to see you tried everything.
Tried everything.
I charged it and then recharged it.
Recharged. I tried it.
I turned it off and back on again.
No, Tom, no. Let him tell his story.
Tell your story.
Okay. And... did whatever. Nothing. The blind would not work. Yeah, so it was stuck sort of, I'm going to say, two-thirds of the way down.
Right, which makes it hard for you to get changed.
Because yeah. That's the quadrant that everyone wants to peek at.
So we've just gone, okay, let's deal with it. Got to the point where I finally got around to ringing the person who installed the blinds and has done the blinds in the house for years. Anytime we've moved anywhere, she's really good at it. We have rang her before Christmas, said, hey, this has happened. She's like, yeah, absolutely. It just sounds like the motor's gone. We'll get a replacement motor. No worries. Bit flat out leading up to Christmas. Would you mind give us a call in the new year? No stress. We've lived with it for 8 months. What's another month? So finally got it, locked in, done. Coming today.
Amazing.
At lunchtime. Fantastic. Just to do the replacement. She said, no stress. I thought, just out of the blur, I thought, I'm just going to give it a little another push of the button over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, I don't know why, you know, push the button, works perfectly. Goes down, goes up. I thought, I'm going to leave it for half an hour, just see if that was just a one-off fluke. I don't know what reason. Yeah. Come back, still works perfectly.
Oh.
It is 100% fine now.
What?
8 months of not working and of us having sort of semi-light, no light, semi-privacy, no privacy.
Yeah.
Fine. Coming to get replaced today, and it works perfectly.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I worked out on the weekend that I am incredible at something, and I think maybe it could be a bit of a fallback career because, you know, media, so sort of up and down.
I know, and radio's dead, they say.
Well, come on now, we wouldn't have said that on the radio, surely. You will recall, I mean, it's what a weekend for hens parties. It's about six people we knew had bloody hens parties this weekend. No bucks, they're still to come, including my mate Maddie's bucks on the Goldie.
On the Goldie. Okay.
Which I have been tasked with organising, given that I am the best man.
Not yet organised, though.
Oh, really, Lauren?
Ah, Cameron Ling's been helping.
Oh, really? So when I did tell you last week, Lingy, that I had not booked anything in yet, you panicked.
Horrified was a word you could use.
And because you are really, the Gold Coast is your second home. I mean,
I've spent a bit of time there in the past. I also have organised a lot of trips in the past for different groups.
You look
Schnitzen.
No.
You look very Geelong, but deep down inside beats the heart of a Gold Coaster.
Not
that's
in that Cameron sun.
Ling.
No
that's
way.
Cameron Ling.
Just wearing the budgie smugglers and the
ew.
What?
Oh,
what
sorry.
You did? What you did was give me a couple of tips on some places and help me sort of map out the because it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the sort of the 3 days that the Bucks is going over.
And I relentlessly bombarded you to actually get your act into gear and start booking something.
So I booked my flights and I booked the lunch on the Saturday last week.
Yeah.
I then on the weekend did the costings. Finalised the timetable, like the schedule, including some free time, as Cameron Ling pointed out. It's important to have.
Yeah, nap time, I call it.
And then sent that through to the guys with a final costing.
Mm-hmm.
They then transferred me the money, all of them, within half an hour.
Wow.
And then I went and booked the things that I needed to book. Bucks party is set.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Within half an hour it took me. Half an hour to get the money off them and to book it all, and we're done and we're locked in. I have no idea whether it's going to be a good Bucks or not, but certainly.
That's a group of guys who are very keen to get away from families, kids,
like
whatever.
I said, they're mainly from radio and from his church. So, I mean, we're not a wild bunch,
that's
but it's going to be a good time.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You will know the song Stumbling In. It may be that you know the original Susie Quattro number, or you may know the remix that is getting a spin right now on K-Rock 955 by a young man by the name of Cyril. He's up in Darwin, but he's also on Zoom with us right now. Morning, mate.
Morning. How are we doing?
Yeah, really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Go on, Tom. Go on. Get your Darwin gear out of the way. Sorry about this, Cyril. Here we go.
Did you grow up in Darwin?
Nah, I'm from New South Wales. I moved up about four and a half years ago.
Yeah, nice. And sort of just hit your straps once you got to Darwin?
Yeah, well, I've been like DJing for a long time, and then I came up and it just there were so many opportunities up here because there's not many DJs or producers and stuff. So
yeah, it's the land of opportunity.
It was easy to get my foot in the door.
You got a residency? Do you do like Monies or disco, Lost Ark?
I was at disco for 2 years, and then I was at Opium first, and then I went to disco, and now I run a venue called Motel Loco, which is the same place that was Opium.
Oh, nice. All right, we'll come up and see you.
So, Cyril.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'm going to jump in, and like we've got to save this, otherwise Tom will do an hour on Darwin with Cyril. You mentioned Stumbling In, Tommy. That's the song at the moment that's blowing up. But I noticed, Cyril, that Bayern Munich, now for those who don't know, one of the biggest soccer clubs, football clubs in the entire world, German team, they put it on their social media, loved your song, put it out there. What was that feeling like to have such a monster organisation behind your music?
Dude, I couldn't believe it. It was like really early days as well. It was like a week into like starting to blow up, and then they've put it up. I'm like, what is going on here?
They got to invite you over, don't they, for a game or two, or just come and visit for a bit?
Yeah, just give me a box.
Why not?
Do you even like soccer?
No.
Just there for the party, hey, Cyril?
I'm a rugby man. I like my rugby and UFC.
Yeah, there you go. Well, look, this...
But I appreciate it.
Yeah.
This has been absolutely huge. I found you on TikTok and fell in love with you. It's not just Stumbling In, but you're up to 57 of your remixes at the moment, your classic remixes. The Celine Dion one, oh, my God. It got played so much in my house. I love it so much. What is it like to one day open up your TikTok and just be like, whoa, okay, there's 1,000 new followers, there's another 1,000 new followers? Like, you've absolutely exploded on the platform. What's it like?
Well, now I'm getting hungry. I just want 5 million followers.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. At the start, it was like, it was like a dream. Like, I've been working 15 years to try to get to this point where I've got a following up. I can do interviews, I can travel the world. It's just always been my dream. So for that to come true, it's just always like a crazy moment. It feels like it could just vanish in a second, if you know what I mean. Like, and it's just now you just get really hungry and you've got a drive to try to, you know, keep going and try to make better music and better remixes and better content and try to make people know who you are and not just your music. So it's a struggle sometimes, but it's really fun as well in the same sense. It's a weird feeling. I've never felt it before.
You've dropped some amazing remixes. Where does the love of the old school music come from and putting a new sort of spin on it? Did you grow up listening to this sort of gear?
Yeah, my dad, he's like 60 years old now, 62. So around him when he's having a drink or... Yeah, you know, going down the pub with the old man or, you know, with my mum. They both really loved music. They're not musicians. No one's a musician in my family, but they always loved old music. I just love old music. I think the old music is a lot better than what's happening now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I love the new music, but this nostalgic value is, you know, the 1970s, the 1990s, even the early 2000s. So that nostalgic value... taking that into a new song is like something that is just beautiful. It's awesome.
Now, Cyril, you're known for having your signature set up in all your TikToks. You've got your bucket hat on, you turn around, you've got your goblet filled with some type of drink. Have people been trying to send you new goblets, new hats all the time now?
I get randoms. Like, there was a construction company the other day saying, oh, you wear my hat, we'll pay you $2,000.
And so now you're saying thank you very much to TJ Construction.
Like, I'll tell you what, I'll do it for free if you can send me a custom Cyril hat. And then I never got a reply. I was like,
Dude.
I'll have to buy my own custom hats then, whatever.
Well, we've got a K-Rock bucket hat, so maybe we'll have to stitch
we've got to get a custom
bit of Cyril on it.
Yeah.
That's all I want, a custom Cyril hat.
Yeah. Brilliant, mate. We are loving Stumbling In. We're spinning it here on K-Rock 955. Can we say, before we let you go, have you got another one in the works? What's the next remix that you're doing?
Tomorrow, Sound of Silence comes out.
Oh,
yes.
On Spotify. And it's with Disturbed. And now I can actually announce it because the distro link's up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's an official remix of Sound of Silence. And I can't believe it. Crazy.
Some reason I thought you might have remixed the Trolls version from the soundtrack of the movie, but no, of course you go the Disturbed version. That makes much more sense. All right, mate, we can't wait to hear that. All the best for what comes next, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon, Cyril.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.